Hello, and welcome to Wegg's Word of God today. Universal Utterings for November 19th, 2013. Today our reading comes from 2 Maccabees 6, verse 26. Even if, for the time being, I avoid human punishment, I shall never, whether alive or dead, escape the hand of the Almighty. Today we're studying 2 Maccabees 6, verses 18 through 31, Psalm 65, and Luke chapter 19, verses 1 through 10. We feel the absence of punishment and the glory of self-searching, not for truth in tribulations, but excess in the experiences of life. Eleazar was described as a scribe with the elegance of wisdom, sporting gray hair and living a noble, godly life since birth, prescribing to all the laws of God put in place so long ago. He chose the hardest thing for any human to do, willing to die for what they believe in. How many of us would cry out, "Please don't kill me," when the world comes crashing down around you and you escape the responsibility of every aspect of living by denying God, living in a dream of addictions, boredom, and childish reactions of surrounding your life in sin? How hard is it to deny when given a choice to do or die? Can we really escape the hand of the Almighty? Today, God reminds us to choose now or suffer later. Amen. We ask in prayer, dear Lord, we pray to have courage to live openly proclaiming the truth. Happy birthday prayers to my beautiful mom, Betty Pitts. Love you, Mom. Novena prayers day one for Edwin Hernandez of Lakewood, New Jersey. Our New Jersey brothers are reaching out to us and we're praying for Edwin. Novena prayers day seven for Glenn Osborne. Novena prayers day six for Doug Proctor. Doug, we hope you're healing, my friend. Prayers for Dr. Cruz Baluca. Greg Bishop has our prayers often each day. Lord, from Psalm 65, verse 6, I chant, you answer us with awesome deeds of justice. O God, our Savior, the hope of all the ends of the earth and those far off across the sea. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I am surrendered in Christ. Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of 2 Maccabees 6, verses 18 through 31. It's poem, denying not God over man, our chosen fight. People who rule create pain, asking all to suffer some blame. Even the wise escape not the fame of denying God when life ordains. A choice of few courageous souls dying for abstaining their life's goal, unlawful for they who chose God's role of being devout, not wavering, but bold. The old scribe Eleazar proved to be such a man, staying the course, remaining God's fan, spitting the meat, proclaiming his stand. I seek God in heaven, not a king's hand. They gave him every opportunity to save his life. Friends who switched begged him to fight against the pain of dying. He could survive. Act like you're eating the meat we inwardly deny. Truly, his distinction came to die in God's light. He couldn't say no to the God of his right. Hades, he declared, set with delight. denying not God over man, our chosen fight. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It is November 18th, 2013 at 4:39 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for joining me this morning. Have an awesome Tuesday in the Lord. My love, I love you. And happy birthday to my beautiful mother today, who turned 73. Again, thanks for joining me. God bless you.